This is Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network, Town and Country Partners, and time now for our regular IHSA segment on this Friday. We need high school football officials throughout the state, and we're going to chat with Gary Grovina today. He is with the Interathletic Council of Officials, and they are going to have a six-week online course to become a high school football official starting Tuesday, July the 13th. It's every Tuesday night, July 13th through August 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can register online, iaco-official.org. That is iaco-official.org. We spoke with Gary Grovina earlier today. Gary Grovina, tell us what type of need we have out there and why you're doing this.
Well, big shortage of officials at the high school level, most sports, football particularly, and it's trickled down to the youth league levels, actually. Since 2014 through the 2020 season, in the state of Illinois, we've lost over 500 football officials, retired, moved on, whatever. Last year, the pandemic, kind of an unusual situation, we lost another additional 350. We expect some of those to come back. But overall, every single year since 2014, we've been losing sports officials from retirement. We're looking for men. We're looking for women. We're looking for 17-year-olds. You can get a license if you're age 17 and start officiating high school sports, football. We have this class. Ages in it are from 17 to 60. So you're not too old to do it. You're not too young as long as you're 17 to do it. And the class is there to prepare you, get your license. You can work, get your license from the IHSA. And we're there to prepare you, going over the rules and positioning, how to time the game and enforce penalties and so on. And you're going to step on the field at the lower levels to start with. But with this class, you're going to be way ahead of the normal learning curve in regards to being competent and confident on the field. You don't have to have played football. I've been assigned to three state championships. I didn't play high school football, but I got involved in it, and it's something that I've come to enjoy immensely over the years.
Yeah, you've only been doing it for 34 years. I was talking to you a little bit off the air. So this is a six-week online course and it's through Zoom technology, and it's offered Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. starting next Tuesday, July the 13th. And again, you can get more information or register at iaco-official.org. And if you have any questions, it's sportsofficiating@yahoo.com. That's sportsofficiating@yahoo.com. So, you know, you talk about 6 weeks of training and, you know, 2-hour sessions each Tuesday night. Can you just provide us a little bit of, you know, a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what happens during the 6 weeks?
Okay, well, each week is new information. You know, we start off with the basics, what you have to do to get your IHSA license and maintain it and so on. So there's some administrative things there. Then we start with the going over the lines on the field and what they all mean, the equipment that's required to be worn by the players, and then how to time the game. When do we start and stop the clock? You know, things of that nature. What's allowed as far as substituting players on and off the field? Positioning. Where are you supposed to be in the field? How do you follow a play? There's different positions in on the football field as far as the referee, there's umpires, linesmen, line judges, etc. Penalty enforcement. Okay, when we do have a foul, how is that enforced? How many yards does it go? Where do we enforce it from? And so on. Things of that nature. So pretty much we touch on everything to get give a person a little bit of a foundation going into the season.
And just from an organization standpoint, you're with the Interathletic Council of Officials, and I assume, you know, that the conversation among the membership is, hey, you know, I've done it for 34 years. I'm not going to do it forever. And I'm seeing a lot of these same faces. And guys and gals, we need new faces in this profession, or there are going to be some concerns and some worries about, are we going to have enough officials to, you know, cover these varsity games, cover these JV games, cover these youth games, because worst case scenario, you don't want to see games have to be rescheduled, right? Or, you know, the worst case scenario, having games to be canceled. When you talk about kind of the numbers that you're talking about, there has to be some worry in regards to that.
There definitely is some worry. There's been, I don't remember what state, I read an article a few years ago, one of the states out east, and their association, equivalent to the IHSA, had to inform the schools that said, hey, guys, we don't have enough officials. You can't all play on Friday night. Now, that's a big blow. Football is a little bit of a revenue-generating sport, and playing on a Thursday or a Saturday could cut into attendance and so on. And good old Friday night lights can be in a little bit of jeopardy here. And games getting canceled because of no officials, it's definitely something that's staring us in the face if we don't stem the tide. We'd love to see a lot more younger people, men and women. We have women doing football. We have men doing – there's no gender need in this. Men do girls softball. Women do football. Whatever you like to do. You know, there's like 16 IHSA sports that need officials. So we are looking at a serious problem here.
And I thought it was interesting, Gary, what you brought up early in our conversation about the fact that, you know, don't be scared if you haven't played high school football. Because, you know, if you become an official and you take this six-week course, they're not going to throw you into the 3A quarterfinal game of the IHSA playoffs. I mean, they're not going to do that. You're going to work at youth. You're going to work at junior high. You're going to work at JV levels, just like any occupation or profession. You're going to learn on the job a little bit, and you're going to get better as you go along and become more comfortable. So again, you don't have to have played the game to be official. And if you have played the game, hey, you can be an official. So again, I think it's paramount that you mentioned, you know, ages 17 to 60, you know, whatever your life is or whatever you're doing, you have the opportunity. You'd be a perfect candidate to be an official, I guess, long story short.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you do get paid for the work. And the beauty of sports officiating is you can fit it around your own schedule. Football is probably played on a few less days than a lot of the sports, but Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, you could do football games most of those days of the week. Well, baseball and basketball, they're every day of the week. You just work with assigners who get officials for games and say, hey, I can work Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I can work Saturdays until noon, and so on and so forth. So you can fit around a work schedule, a school schedule. You know, particularly younger guys going to college, you know, you can, you know, maybe you live in, maybe you live in Peoria, but you're going down to Southern Illinois. Well, that license, that sports license you have from the IHSA is good down there. You can work down there. When you come back to Peoria, say in the summertime, you can work up there. So there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of flexibility in the situation.
All right. And again, this is a six-week online course through Zoom technology. Again, Tuesday night starting July the 13th, running through August the 17th. It's 7 to 9 p.m. on those Tuesdays. And you can register. This is through the Inter-Athletic Council of Officials. And you can register at iaco-official.org. If you have any questions, sportsofficiating@yahoo.com is the email. Again, this is a free six-week session. And if you are new to officiating, you can apply for your first IHSA license through this class and receive a discount of 50%. So that is $35 instead of the usual $70. Gary Grovina has been doing it for 34 years. He says, hey, anybody, you know, 17 to 60 plus, they can be an official, man, woman, whatever. So anything else you need to mention, Gary, before we let you leave us today?
No. Come and join us. I've some of the best people I know I've learned through sports officiating. So it's been a great ride. I envy the new people that are coming into it. you'd have more games ahead of you. I've got a few more games behind me, but check it out and see what it's all about.
You're still a rookie doing it for only 34 years, right? All right, well, we'll see you on Friday night, August the 27th. I know you got to be excited getting back on the field. Hard to believe that we're just a month away from the first official day of regular high school football played in the fall, and then of course, the game's being played Friday, August the 27th. Stay safe out there, Gary Grovina, and continue to grow the profession of officiating. Nicely done, and good luck this fall.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Again, you can find out more at iaco-official.org.